I think what's happened is that there's been a huge push, partly driven by the politicians, but actually driven by corporations, huge push for biofuels, cheap biofuels, but they actually release more greenhouse gas emissions than they save. And that is increasingly being understood.
How does that work? Because of the way they're grown?
When they're grown, the fertilizers used, the land clearance, particularly in the south, for producing things like palm oil, sugar cane, soya, that releases greenhouse gas emissions when the land is cleared and reduces our ability to absorb.
And getting rid of forest areas.
Exactly, getting rid of forest areas, which causes its own problems in terms of biodiversity loss. But those things, I don't think were particularly well understood until relatively recently, but there is such a huge drive to produce biofuels, and that is catastrophic for food prices and other environmental problems.
So is the current thinking amongst environmental groups that biofuels are a bad idea?
The big push for biofuels is the bad idea. The targets that governments have introduced, the European Commission must drop its target for biofuel use in cars. What we need, the solutions we need, are there. We need greener cars, we need better public transport, we need new green transport options. And they are there, they're well understood. Let's not go for the biofuels option because it's so fraught and it's causing hardship globally.
And let's talk about the food price issue, because it's sort of crept up on us, hasn't it? Suddenly the prices have spiked. Obviously biofuels is one of the issues there, which is kind of pushing up the price of food. But why have we suddenly been caught out when this has been building up for quite a while?
Yes, people are causing it the perfect storm. I mean, Friends of the Earth have been looking at the many issues related to food production for many years. And one of the things we're seeing is climate change causing problems for production itself, droughts and floods. So we're actually not seeing the yields that we need. All the kind of techno fixes like GM aren't delivering. And also the big drive for cheap meat. People are eating far more meat now than they were 20, 30 years ago. That's intensively produced, using up cereals and proteins that could be feeding people. So we need to rethink that big drive for cheap meat. We need to rethink the biofuels and think about the way food is traded, because it often is traded in the wrong way. And
isn't the harsh reality, though, that intensive farming and having a field which is intensively fertilised, as it were, and produces huge amounts of crops, that is pretty much going to be the answer to this problem, because it's a supply issue, so you need to produce more food, and intensive farming is the answer.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because a recent major report from the UN revealed that actually intensive farming is a big part of the problem, because it often fails, and it also produces vast amounts of greenhouse gas emissions. The fertilisers, production of fertilisers, actually releases a lot of nitrous oxide, which is a greenhouse gas. So we're going to have to move away from that. There's a balance to be struck between the kind of production systems we need, ones that actually preserve the soil so it can actually survive when there's droughts. And, you know, there's a balance to be struck.
We can't produce the amount of food that's needed in an environmentally friendly way, can we, at the moment? It's a problem for the farmers.
We're producing enough food to feed the population now. It's just we're not using it properly. We're feeding it to animals. We're not trading it fairly. There's a huge amount of waste in the West. There's lots of things that need to be done.
We need to accept higher prices as well, don't we?
We do, but we also need to maybe change our diets a bit. And that's going to come through government policy, we think.